morning of the Pirate Studios podcast. Here we are.
Here we are.
Hey, Danny.
Hello, Sammy. Hello. It's been way too long.
Way too long.
Like, so sorry.
How long? Like 6, 7, 8, maybe 2 months.
I feel like it's more than 2 months because you were gone for like 2 months.
Oh, this is true. Yeah. Yeah. In London with Emma V.
Yeah.
Fun times.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, very busy.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on right now.
I was talking to a very good friend of mine, Ollie Cullen. Hi, Ollie. Who said that he wanted to hear more Danny and Sammy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, yeah, tell us what's been going on. I know you're moving soon.
Yeah. I'm moving. I'm actually going to be moving really close to the other pirate location. So it's interesting. Maybe I think my face will be at Silver Lake more often. And yeah, I don't know. I'm excited. It's the first time I'm living on my own.
Ooh.
So big, yeah. Big things.
Nice. So when you say other pirate location, you mean the one we're in right now?
Yeah, the one we're at right now, which is Silver Lake. So.
Yeah, very exciting.
Yeah, very exciting.
Cool. You said it was Filipino town or close
Yeah,
to
Filipino it? Town. We don't got to get too into details, you know.
No, exact address.
Yeah. You guys want to know exactly where I'm living?
Don't. You know, we might get a following one day.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, might get some people showing up at your place. Cool. Well, we missed you. Well, I missed you.
I missed you too, Sammy. And I missed Pirate. Well, I never left
You
Pirate.
Were here the whole time.
I was here the whole time, but you know, you're a big part of Pirate, so. And we didn't do the Pirate podcast, so.
Yeah, exactly. And well, you will listen back to the other episodes at some point.
Yeah, I'm going to listen. I haven't listened. I was protesting because I wasn't a part of it.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to fly you over.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just to record the podcast. It'd be worth it.
It would be worth it. Okay, look, that's enough Danny and Sammy now. We've got our guest for this show is going to be Ray Cola. I think they're going to arrive fairly shortly, so I might head out and get them.
Okay, nice.
Anything else we need to say before that?
I don't have any updates. No. I'm trying to think of like pirate updates.
Nothing. Yeah, I don't think there's any housekeeping. Just simply because I did quite a lot of that in the last. Well, you wouldn't know.
I know. I wouldn't know. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going. I'll go and get Ray Cola, and then we'll take it away.
Sounds good.
Sweet. Well, here we are with Ray Cola. We've got Ray.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
And Nicole.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm feeling so good.
I'm having such a good day so far. It's super smooth.
Amazing.
Nice. I love that. And you haven't come far to get here, have you?
Yeah, we're literally less than 10 minutes away, which means a lot in LA. So
this is
easy
true.
Drive.
Yeah, that's a win for sure.
For sure. Before I jump into the questions, we've got like a few kind of quick fire ones. I just quickly wanted to have a very, very quick story about how I first heard about you guys.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so curious.
So I was in New York. I was at the Whitney Museum and, you know, to be honest, I'd been checking out a lot of art and I was a little bit arted out, so to speak. I mean, that's actually like a word or whatever. But I do love the Whitney because they've got a lot of Hopper and it's like one of my faves. But anyway, I took a little break, sat down and saw some of the residency competition winners and I saw you two and I was like, they sound awesome. They look awesome. I'm really excited about this. And that was my introduction. I remember my friend... Well, former friend. Well, maybe still friend. Coming over.
Whoa,
and, to be confirmed. Coming over and being like, why aren't you looking at any of the art? And I was just like, this is fucking art. So yeah, at that point, I was just like, you guys are awesome. I've kind of been tracking you ever since. So that was back in amazing. April. So it hasn't been long.
Yeah, that's so sweet though.
Yeah, of course.
I love that. Thank you.
yeah. So look, what I will do now is I'll jump into the quickfire questions.
Cool.
First one being, and I always do this, it says, tell us who you are and how you got to this stage of your careers. Obviously, we know who you are, but yeah. Go for it.
I don't really know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I actually didn't know you guys were residency winners either.
I mean,
very cool.
I mean, that we know they're Ray Cola. You
well,
know that.
Yes.
Right, fine.
But yes. Beyond, just
beyond the name.
Yeah.
Beyond the name, yes.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. So we've been DJing together now and making music for 8 years.
Yeah, it's been 8 years.
We know each other because we're twin sisters, so that kind of wasn't by, you know, choice. That kind of happened. But yeah, I mean, music's always been a really big part of our lives. We grew up playing piano, being in choir, a whole range of things,
trying different instruments. I feel like we both always had a draw to instruments. Certain things, they didn't stick. I tried guitar, I tried clarinet, all different things. I had like the interests, but once we both learned how to DJ, it was very much a hobby. We were working corporate jobs and would come home and just do it for fun, a way of bonding and like decompressing after work. And we started getting jobs from it, which is crazy.
It's crazy because it was something that started definitely as just a passion and love and something I like doing. I loved being a home DJ, like, you know, in my bedroom, just mixing tracks, recording mixes. But to look at where we're at now, where we've played festivals that I could only dream about, is pretty wild, beyond my imagination.
Nice.
Yeah, I feel like even in that 4 months since I discovered you guys, no, sorry, not saying I discovered them, but, you know, for myself.
I see.
That you've just been playing a bunch. Was it, did I see you played Lightning in a Bottle?
We got to play Lightning in a Bottle, which is insane. That was one of the first festivals that both of us either, like, ever gone to.
Whoa.
And camped, the first camping festival. So it felt really full circle to be able to play this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the Woogie stage, I was like, screaming constantly.
You didn't get sick like all those people who went into the river.
I don't know about this.
No, I don't go in the river.
I've heard some horror stories about some mysterious body parts found in the river.
Okay.
So like I have never gone in that river, and anyone who does is very brave, and I was not very.
Just going to correct myself. I think it's a lake, isn't it? I don't know.
Yeah. It's a lake.
It doesn't. Yeah. What's the difference? A lake is like stays still and a river flows.
Yeah. That needs some flowing water. Yeah, the water's just sitting there dirty.
Okay, yeah. Stagnant water.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I also, going back though, that's very cool. I feel like that's the best way you can get into be successful from something is when you just start as a passion and just like something that you really love doing.
It shows. Different.
Yeah.
And I feel like it allows us to have that like lasting passion and love because it wasn't something we started as a job at all. Mm-hmm. Like I never looked at it in that
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Danny, cool. We didn't discuss. Do you want to ask a question or two? Have you got them in front of you? Or?
I'm allowed.
We could get.
No, I'm kidding.
We could take it in turns.
No, yeah. This is actually a perfect question for me to ask because since I'm new, I haven't really checked out what your guys' vibe is or anything. But how would you describe your musical style? Like, what do you typically DJ? I know maybe it's a mix of everything, but what do you lean towards?
Now, there's definitely a mix of a lot of different genres because we like to tell a story, whether it's like through the sonic sound or through vocally, but we both started off DJing hip hop.
Okay,
so
nice.
I think that really has shaped the way that our house music sounds today.
Mm-hmm.
We play a very tech house sound with ghetto house breaks. And you can still hear that that hip hop influence, I think, a lot vocally.
Nice. I think it has a very like low end bounce to it, which kind of sets it apart. But being from Chicago, I mean, house music's everywhere. Oh, yeah. It wasn't something that I necessarily thought of as dance music. It was just music that you hear. Like you would listen to a hip hop station, but you would also hear house music on it too.
Yeah.
So I think that having that background kind of shapes into how we play house music today.
Very cool. Yeah, I still need to get to Chicago. I was just talking about this the other day. I've never been, and I want to go.
Never been.
To go out and experience house music nights. Yeah,
the music, and especially if you're a foodie too, the food there is insane.
Yeah, I really want to go.
Yeah, I've been a fair few times. We really need a pirate in Chicago, is what we need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and we've been trying, and we got so close.
That is
so
cool.
So close.
I know.
Twice
I was
now.
About to go.
Yeah. So we'll do that just for you, Danny.
Yeah.
And for you too.
Come on.
And for you too.
Yeah.
We'll be back in Chicago.
Yeah. And there's so many artists.
A lot
there,
of people
sure.
will love it. Yeah.
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 For sure.
Yeah. Well, we're still searching, and I probably will actually be in touch at some point just to say what do you think of the location, et cetera, if you don't mind.
No, it's such a cool city.
Yeah. What is your goal as artist? Tell us where you'd like to be in 5 years' time.
Five-year plan.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even quitting my job to do music, I think a lot of me making that decision to quit was working a job and not feeling like I was fulfilling like the purpose that I was supposed to be doing. I felt like I could have a bigger impact. So I think one of my main goals overall is like really having a really positive, influential impact upon the scene, like being a good role model when it comes to like the way we treat other artists, the way we represent ourselves as people, the way we connect with the audience, which like is a very like mentally that's kind of my goal. But when it comes to tangible things, I think both of us dream crazy big. Like I'm one of those shoot for the stars type of people. Like I'll be watching the Coachella like live stream and I'm like, no, like I want to play the main stage type of dreamer. Like I set those high goals and I definitely believe they're possible.
Yeah. And I feel like both of us have a visual passion as well in terms of like art. We both had a background more so in fashion and marketing. So having visual aspects that we can add into our performance as well definitely is a goal of mine in the future as we continue to grow and have access to be able to do things like that. We love dancing. Like I love creating music videos and projects. So being able to explore our creative vision just outside of the sonic aspect as well, I think is a goal that I love to be able to share in the next 5 years.
Yeah, I think when you come to our shows in 5 years, I would like love by that point to be like, okay, we've like written an album and you're able to see our story not just as like, oh, the fun dance music, but get to know us through our music. And then you come there and it's a full experience rather than just a DJ set.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Nice.
Where do you want to be in 5 years' time, Danny?
Where? I think it's inspirational hearing setting really big goals for yourself and just like really, you know, regardless of what people might think, like, oh, that's like, that's wild. Like,
yeah.
Would you really do that? Because I feel like it takes that type of confidence and that type of, you know, I mean, just envisioning yourself, manifesting, you know, yourself in that position to like really start taking the steps, or not even just taking the steps, but it's like you embody that vision.
Yeah.
And I definitely like, I feel like I can limit myself sometimes creatively. I also DJ.
That's sweet.
And I feel like I definitely have moments where I'm like, like maybe that's not really like, I don't know, like is that me, like is that what I want to do? But then I feel like it's really just me kind of like nervous or feeling like it's not possible, you know. So it's like it's a process. Like it's sometimes I feel better than others times, like I don't know, and it's still relatable. Like figuring out like what I want to do exactly with DJing, like because I'm like on public radio.
Oh, nice.
And I know I really want to keep doing that, but also performing live is like such a special thing and like such a big thrill. So I'd like to explore, like, I don't know, doing that more outside of the way that I'm doing it right now.
Yeah. That's exciting though. Yeah. I feel like it's all such a journey, and it's like at certain times you feel more called to do things, and it's like always the right timing for whoever your passion's leading
but
you.
But yeah, right? I really liked your guys's answer, like response to that, because it reminds me that like I gotta dream big.
Yeah.
That I gotta remind myself that I'm capable.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes it's so human nature to, I mean, you get nervous, and especially when you see goals that are really big, it's natural to kind of question yourself to see like, is that me? But I mean, yeah, DJing and doing this to begin with has definitely helped both of us, I think, grow as people and our mindset and what we think is possible. It's always such a learning journey.
Yeah, for real. I'm like, I never would have thought I'd be here.
Yeah, lighting in a bottle.
Like playing like insane festivals and things.
I'm like, you guys want to talk to us about this right now? Okay, crazy.
No, it's great. Yeah, thanks for coming in, like, truly.
Yeah, well, I believe in all of you. So just know that. And in 5 years' time, I just want to be alive. I just turned 40.
All right.
I was like walking around with a limp.
You're just getting started. Yeah. 40.
Yeah.
No, anyway.
It's got a whole life to live.
Peak age, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I think those three questions did the job. I like to think that the listeners, if they don't know about you already, might do a lot more now, which is great. So we have another bunch of questions here, which we'll work our way through.
Chat.
First one being probably a bit silly, really.
Kind of talked about it.
Yeah, I'm going to read it out anyway. Can you share the story behind how you two came together to form Ray Cola? I actually didn't know that you were twins.
Did you really?
No, I should have done more research on that front.
But that kind of makes me happy because I feel like we look so much alike. We're identical, but we're still separate people. So when people can't tell us apart, it's kind of frustrating to me because I'm like, don't you see we're two separate people? So I always get excited when people don't know we're twins. It means that we're being ourselves, you know.
But becoming Ray Cola, let me think. So I was saying before, we started off playing hip-hop music, and then once we quit our jobs, we were kind of figuring out different ways. We knew we wanted to pursue music fully, so we were kind of DJing all over the place. We were playing like reggae shows, we were playing funk, we were throwing our own hip-hop events, we were playing house music as well. Yeah. And then our dad passed away in 2019. He died by suicide. And that was something that was like very life shattering for us. But I think within that month, although we were going through so much turmoil when it comes to our personal lives, we looked at our lives at where we were right then, where we're DJing all over the place and doing different things and being like, okay, for the rest of my life, where do I want to be? What do I want to be doing? And both of us were like, I want to be in house music. I'm glad we're on the same page with that. And we fully rebranded, like redid everything. And we're like, okay, this is my life. What do I want to do every day? It's Ray Cola. It's house music. And that's when we really channeled in. And that was 5 years ago.
Yeah,
now?
I think that experience is like that. Like, it definitely makes you rethink your life and just like every day what you want to be doing to really like live it out. And it was something that was really traumatic, but something that shifted everything for us. So yeah, it was definitely a big part of us becoming Ray Cola, and I feel like tuning into like really what we wanted to do and who we wanted to be.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been through that when I was younger. My dad died, and yeah, I'm just glad that you've achieved so much, and you know, not to call it a catalyst or anything along those lines, but just kind of said to yourselves, "This is where I want to be," and you're getting there, which is awesome. But yes, it's tough.
This question, I mean, it kind of has a, I mean, this is like, I feel like biggest influences in the music world, but I feel like I also think it's interesting talking about your influences in the music world and outside of the music world. I mean, in terms of like how Ray Cola came to like really take its true form, like you mentioned, like, I feel like I don't know, just life experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like can really influence the path you take, but I also am curious.
Yeah.
So maybe there's answers to both, but
maybe we can start, like, I would say just to be who we are today, like our family laid a really great foundation. I mean, we grew up on the south side of Chicago and our parents worked multiple jobs to make sure that we could go to school, like to a private school, and really get a really good education, which I think laid the foundation for us to be able to, you know, be able to come out to Los Angeles and get the experiences that we have now. So I feel like that was definitely a really big influence of just having a family that really tried to push us and let us kind of chase those dreams.
Yeah.
But musically.
Yeah, Ray, what are your, like, maybe we answer separate so that we could get our own influences. So Ray, what are your musical influences? Mm-hmm. Maybe just one.
I mean, it's there's so many in so many different categories, but I guess to making me who I am, I'm such a big Prince fan. Like, I grew up listening to a lot of Prince, and I think that him as a person and just like musically and style wise gave me a sense of wanting to express myself more, and being okay with not necessarily fitting a norm, just kind of trying to be in my own lane. So I would say that would be a big influence for me. I also love Pharrell. Like, I, having my fashion background, I think he's really inspirational in terms of not only his production, but things that he does outside of that as well. So, two good people answer. That I think are two role models.
Answers. Those are really good answers. Yeah. Yeah.
And you?
Yeah. Like, oh, no. Okay. Let me pass call that
up. Took all the good ones.
I mean, I think of my childhood self, and I feel like I wouldn't be the person I am today if I wasn't like obsessed with Destiny's Child. I love them so much. I think they definitely shaped the way I viewed music. I was like one of those kids just standing in front of the TV watching music videos, like, I want to be in there. Then also, like, lately I've been listening to All Time Low, which I listened to a lot in high school. And I was like,
that
I feel
was
like.
So unexpected.
Yeah. I was like, it like reminded me. It was like, I don't know, one of the first times I really fell in love with the songwriting aspect of music. So I think. And that, yeah, very different vibes.
Destiny's Child and All Time Low. Who are you?
I mean, I love that though. It's you know, influence from everywhere. I don't know. A mix of genres.
Yeah, and we got some Prince. We're a little all over the place, but it's good to have a lot of different influences because you learn so much from so many different genres and types of people. Yeah.
Everyone has had such a different journey in terms of the music that they like. And I think that all of it shapes their sound, especially as artists, whether it's Destiny's Child, All Time Low. Like, those little things definitely share a lot, and everyone's path is so different, you know?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Nice.
Nice. I'm keen to ask this one. I've moved it around a bit. Sorry. Great. Because I think, as we alluded to earlier, you two were residency winners or are residency winners.
Yeah.
Didn't quite work out with Cascade Equinox, the festival that we were working with, for one reason or other. But I had kind of thought to myself at the time, and I think I'd said to, who am I communicating with when I email?
You're talking to me, Nicole.
All right, Nicole. Good. I'd said to Nicole that actually felt like you had kind of outgrown it, that particular opportunity anyway, and it was maybe for the best that it didn't work out. But it basically, to say that, I feel like you're on such a rise and you're doing so well and lots of things are going right at the moment, and it would be good if you could maybe give some advice to any aspiring DJs and producers looking to kind of maybe follow in that path.
Yes.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I was just like soaking it in to make sure I can properly articulate. I would say, first of all, just putting the fear behind you is definitely a big part of it. I remember when we first started DJing, it took so long for me to tell people I was a DJ because I felt like a fraud because I was just starting out. Just kind of putting yourself in the position where you truly can bet on yourself, I think, is a big part of it.
Yeah, I think claiming the title part of it, even when it came to learning production, it took me so long to say, like, I'm a producer, I'm an artist. But it's like other people aren't going to believe that about yourself if you're not even like standing.
You got to believe it yourself first. And then, of course, always just continuing to better your skill. I think as I've even continued to be on this journey myself, I still am not an expert. There's always more to learn. And I hope that I always stay in that mindset. So I think having the talent to stand behind you always is important and always continue to better your skills. Also, the market is quite saturated. I think everyone would agree. I mean, starting 8 years ago, I feel like it was less then, but even people from before that will probably say 8 years ago it was still really saturated. It just continued more and more, which I love that everyone is getting involved and everyone is like following their passion and their interests. But I think it's really important to stand out. And even we're talking before about how all of our music interests and influences are so different throughout our life. Like, use that to be a part of you instead of trying to chase what is happening right now or what you think is happening next. Like, tune into who you are, and you know that's going to gravitate other people and let you stand out as an artist yourself.
I totally agree. I feel like if you're constantly chasing that wave of what's happening, you're just gonna drown.
Don't follow the trend.
It's like if you're really firm in like your sound, your abilities, your personality, whatever that is, I think that's what really sets you apart. And then also just like being a good person goes so far. I think whether it's you showing up to your shows, like the way you're interacting with your fans, those things make such an impact. So keep it professional, be kind, be cool with your artist liaisons. Like, don't be a brat, you know?
Don't get too in your head, like where you think that you deserve things. I feel like just be humble and be nice. Like, it's so easy to be a chill, good person. So keep that at the forefront.
I like that. I like that note. I think that's important.
Yeah.
I feel like I like the way it was worded too, like in terms of staying true to yourself. Because I feel like we've gotten that answer quite a bit, but it's like always taken a different form. And I liked the way that was put, and to follow it up with also just be a good person. Also be yourself, be confident in who you are, but like remind yourself like you're also, you know, you're still learning. And
we've heard this a few times on the podcast. Just don't be
staying
a dick.
Humble? Oh, yeah. I haven't heard that one.
Not heard that?
Maybe you've said
that. You banked that one out.
That's Sammy's advice.
Yeah,
it's true. It's nice. Simple.
Nice.
It takes you a lot further.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I feel like we've kind of chatted about, maybe it's not the most memorable, but it was maybe Lightning in a Bottle. Would you call that your most memorable performance or like the most special? Or is there one that like really stands out in terms of like how you guys performed? Or
I have so many that I like.
Yeah. Lightning in a Bottle was really special.
It was really special. I have like two, I think that were two favorite moments. We got to play Ultra last year, is absolutely insane.
In Florida, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
In Miami, which I'm like still feels insane, but our mom got to come with us. So like playing Ultra in like a really cool stage, we played the Resistance stage and like turning around and having my mom there like in the corner dancing and vibing. That was like such a special memory. Like it was like in my head forever.
Look, mom, it's paying off. See? Like one of those really little moments where she was like, okay, you're going to be a DJ. You're quitting your job. I remember our family was they were just in shock. I don't think that they were like, this isn't going to happen, but it was just quite absurd where they're, you guys went to college. Yeah. You guys went and got full jobs. What are you doing?
We quit our jobs to start DJing full time within a year of learning how to DJ.
Of course,
you graduated. Like, you finally have a job. You guys are settled. And we're like, no, just kidding. Like, I'm going to quit and go DJ. Yeah. So
I feel like DJing Ultra and having her see us like play to a crowd like that, definitely not like you need that stamp of approval, but it definitely gave, hey, look, I had a plan and it's working, you know?
Amazing.
I was saying that. And then one of my favorite places to play has been in Albuquerque, which is so random, but like I really enjoy the crowd there. And every time we've played there, it's just been so vibrant and they've been so receptive and so like, I don't know. It's such a loving crowd there and I really like it.
We've been talking lately about how playing in not necessarily small compared to perhaps Los Angeles, like Albuquerque, we played in Reno, and playing in these smaller cities, it has a really good, intimate, small scene. And it's been really fun to be able to go there. And I feel like playing there twice, you see a lot of the same people, and you're really a part of like the house music culture there. And it's been really fun to play in some of these smaller cities. I feel like we're finding, you know, our own little communities that we're building there each time we go. So that's definitely really fun.
Do you have a favorite show, Ray? Yes, I named it.
Yeah, I mean, those were great. As I was saying, Lightning in a Bottle was really special, especially since it was the first time we ever had went to a camping festival with Lightning in a Bottle years ago. So to come back and play, and I mean, we did a little dance on the stage and the speaker. Yeah, we like did a
choreography.
Yeah, it was really fun. We got to go on tour with Claude Von Stroke for the Dirty Bird Players tour, which was
that's really cool.
Really insane. It was so funny. Like my first time going to Dirty Bird Camp Out had been years prior. My sister had gone before without me. And I remember we submitted to the Dirty Bird DJ contest to play the festival the year that we went, and we didn't get it.
Yeah, we
but we still win, of course. We like had a great time. And I remember we were walking and we saw Barclay, like Claude Von Stroke, walking, and he like stopped and was like waving. And Nicole and I were like, we're looking around everywhere, and there was no one really around us. So we were just like, why is he? And I was just like, I don't really know what's going on. And we didn't even wave back. We just kept walking because I was just
in
shock.
He's not waving at us.
And then we stopped again. And then we like kept looking around, and I'm like, there's no one around us. And then the week after, we got home and we got an offer to play for Campin. And we're like, maybe he was waving at us. Like, that was just so weird. It just felt like a fever dream. I'm like, what is happening? Like, he's standing there. And yeah, so we got to play that. We got to play Camp Out after that. He like would come to our sets and eventually invited us to go on the tour. So that was really special. And it was one of those moments where it was very surreal. He was an artist that I looked up to a lot, and I loved a lot of his music, and of course everything that was going on with Dirty Bird. So to have him kind of look at our project and like what we were doing was really special.
Nice. Yeah, I love him. Up and coming artists.
Yeah.
Got your eye on any at the moment that you want to let us know about?
Yeah, shout them out.
Mm.
Or DJs, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, one of my favorite artists outside of dance music right now is Callie Sway with a K. I don't know if you guys know her music. She has such an amazing voice. If I was going to compare her voice, like her singing voice, to someone, I would do like a young Michael Jackson sound. But
she,
in her own
too.
Way, and she raps as well. And her music is just really special and good. I have been having that on repeat. When it comes to dance music,
I think. Ooh. I mean, I feel so blessed to have such cool friends around me, and it's cool to come up around people who are doing really exciting things. We met with our friend Gio Sands this week, and I absolutely love what he's doing. He's from Chicago, lives in LA as well, like kind of back and forth, and he has a really cool global ghetto house sound that is something that I think is really new that I haven't really seen done in the way that he does it. It has a very like Latin Brazilian funk. He's from Puerto Rico, like that very influence with house music and that kind of like juke footwork sound. So I think he's out of like the people around me, he's one that I'm like, yeah
keep your eye on. Right. And he has an event that takes place in Chicago and Los Angeles called Tango Funk. If you're in either of those cities, definitely worth checking out. I'd also say Techno Tupac.
I love him.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Love his music.
I need to check out. I haven't heard of the last two. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's everywhere in LA, I feel like. But
great vocalist.
I think he's doing
DJ.
Really cool things right now. Nice. About to pop off.
That's probably the first time that I've known an artist. And
no, maybe not the first time. That's true. I'm like, oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So I'm actually glad, though, because now I'm going to check out all of these people you recommended.
Good ones. Caval. Like, I've been loving his music. I think he's from Paris originally.
France.
Maybe just France in general.
I think he's been around for a while, but still kind of in an underground cool place. We play a lot of his music, for sure.
Nice.
Cool. I've also seen you bopping around with Kitamami and Arabella.
Yeah. We've been talking to them about possibly doing a workshop all together.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but that's my sis. I love her.
Oh, okay.
Oh. See,
Kate
locked.
Kate shot the, yeah.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
So Kate will be coming for the next podcast. But, she's
good thing
that.
We weren't in the middle of a, in the middle of a moment.
Indeed.
Spelled her wind behind me.
Because they run a workshop out of West Adams, Danny.
Oh, cool.
They do like free workshops for female DJs.
Oh, nice.
Not a DJ.
What's it called? Yeah. So we can plug it. Oh, yes. Damn it. Maybe they don't have a name for it yet.
Yes.
Let's plug Bass and Babes instead, which is another one that was there last night.
Yeah, they do that. We know them too, like Curious.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Baby Kush.
Yes.
In fact, I went to the mic event last night.
Yeah, and they were having it at the same time.
Yeah. Best mic event I've been to.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, in terms of like what you were hearing.
Well, yeah.
That's what I think Kate was saying the same thing this morning.
Very well ran.
Whoa, that's interesting. I gave her all the instructions.
Oh, there you go. Right.
So I don't know.
we just
wouldn't have happened.
We just had like a supreme talent. And also I got to hear Kate. Who just bumped in. So that's Kate. She runs our artist support team here.
Okay.
She's going to join us for the next podcast because we're just interviewing one person, a manager called Jordan Abrams. That's why they bust in here so elegantly. Yeah,
did you guys do an open mic night?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, it's a once a month thing now. Yeah, over at West Adams.
Nice. Yeah.
Sometimes it'll be like last month, it was really packed. Like the whole room was filled. I don't think we even got everyone in. But then this week it was just a little more chilled out.
Yeah.
But it's nice because, you know, everyone's still there to like just do their thing and
we'll
a lot of mingling.
In.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Yeah, there was an awesome artist called Kennedy Williams as well.
Yeah, Kate was talking about that.
Yeah. And also just so you two know that the band rooms there are like twice the size
of
this. They're larger.
Yeah.
So you can get like 50 people in there probably.
Oh, that's...
Illegally.
Pushing. 30 is comfortable
in there.
Illegally.
I don't know if I want 50 people.
Sardines.
But it is significantly larger than the rehearsal rooms here. Like the pro rehearsal rooms at Silver Lake, the West Adam ones are like twice the size.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what's next for Ray Cola?
Yeah.
What are you guys working on? And where can we see you guys perform next? Mm. Maybe one at a time.
Okay, so what's next? We have a song that just came out, You Got That, on Strange Love, which I'm super excited about. And that's with 96.5 and Amik. So definitely go check that out on all platforms.
Nice. It's already out.
Yes.
Oh,
it'll be out when the podcast.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Perfect. Yes. Wink, wink.
Nice. Got it. Great.
We've been working on so much music. We've had the past 3 weeks off. Mm-hmm. And just literally been in the studio collabing with a lot of friends, which has been really fun. I think the past couple years of producing, we've done a lot just us two really just learning and honing in. So it's been cool to be at a place now to get to work with the people around that we've met and bond with and have some really cool collabs come in.
We do have some upcoming shows that are not announced yet. But we do post everything on our Instagram.
Yeah, we literally have nothing that's announced
coming yet. But
stay
tuned.
Really cool, California shows.
Yes.
Okay, good to know. So we can get like an idea of the area.
Which will be fun because we haven't been playing here a lot. So I'm excited to have some shows in LA.
Yeah,
in the area.
In the area.
Yeah. Yes. Maybe even a festival.
Ooh. Okay. We're getting more out. Like, this is too much.
Yeah.
I'm going to be following. I'm going to find out.
On your Spotify earlier.
I'm going to find out.
That may have mentioned a festival coming up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I was like, what's on there?
Well, maybe we let
there is a festival that's in it. We are playing Electrofest.
Yes.
That's announced.
There we go.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
There's an unannounced one, but we are playing Electrofest too. Nice. I forgot that they put the flyer out.
That's in LA?
It's, I think, an hour away.
Okay, yeah, a little bit outside of LA.
Camping style,
I
think, right? Or maybe it's not camping. Maybe it's just a day.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me not give false info, but I know it's close by and it has a really cool lineup.
Okay, nice.
You want to go, Danny?
I don't know if I want to ask this question. I don't like this question. It's funny, I guess.
Sorry.
Always should ask this question.
Just
cause
to clarify, I was asking if you wanted to go to the festival.
Oh! I thought you meant question. Yeah, but, I'm like, don't make me ask this question.
Now my brain's like, what is this question?
But it's coming.
I
would like to go to the festival,
Okay, cool.
Have weekends
fun.
Are kind of tough for me.
Have fun. Because
we'll let you guys know the shows.
Yeah, let me know ahead of time.
I think I'll be in the UK, I just realized. Anyway.
Oh my gosh, you're leaving again?
Well, this is a visa run.
You were gone too long.
It's a visa run. I have to get my visa renewed.
You need the visa.
Yeah, I need a visa. Yeah. Okay.
Here comes the question.
My favorite question, Danny's least favorite question, which is, tell us something that you love and something that you hate about Pirate.
Hate is such a crazy.
No, word.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, oh my God, I hate that. Well, it's like casual.
Yeah, but also, oh my God, I love that.
Yes, I know, but like hate is just such a strong word. Yeah. I try to remove it from my vocabulary.
Should we change this to severely dislike?
What do you severely dislike about this? Yeah.
We're trying to, you know, take some feedback.
We do suggest you go with severely dislike / hate first to end
up. Oh, yeah. Do
it's like
what
a
you don't like.
Public service box, suggestion box.
Yeah.
I don't have bad experiences.
I definitely don't hate anything about Pirates. Nice. I will 100% say that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like everything so far, like anytime we've had any issues, I feel like customer service has been smooth. Like we've been free sailing, which I'm happy about because I was like, I know everyone's experiences aren't the same, but for us, we've been good.
Like we've had times, of course, like you come into a room and if someone booked it beforehand, like there's been times that random things will not be there. But every time I message them and we're able to fix it before our session properly starts, the customer service has been great. Even in times that like I've had to have issues fixed, they always accommodate, you know, like the time that I spent fixing it to extra time in the studio, which has been good. So I think that anytime there's been an issue, it's been resolved.
I hate that we haven't gone to any of the events.
Okay, that's you're smart for that. Yeah. I like
She's
that.
Like, how can I limbo?
Like, how can I make it?
If there's something I hated, I'm like, I will let you know. But I'm like, I don't. I hate that we haven't gone because we haven't gone to anything yet. So I think that we're gonna add that to our priority.
You guys would love an open session.
Open sessions, that's like our longest running event.
Yeah, like
that's next Thursday. Yeah, Open Decks.
Mm.
It's a fun one.
Twice now, I've gone there, like on the trying to pluck up the courage to DJ.
Oh,
Both times I've just been like, oh, there's a customer who really wants to DJ. So let them DJ instead.
It really fills up. Like that's usually our most attended event.
Yeah.
Like the slots will all fill up. But but it's fun. I like, and there's not really like a limit. Like it's welcome to beginners and also like people who have been DJing forever who do gigs. Like it's fun.
It's dope.
People
like
really
there's
like
always
the
cool
vibes.
People around. I've met like even cool people in the elevator, like walking around and we're like, oh, let's connect. So
nice.
Love that.
Yeah.
Okay, severely like. Something you severely like.
I kind of said though what they like.
I am not
That's a part of it. Definitely like it. We meet really great people here. I feel like because so many up-and-coming creative people are all working out of this space.
There
great connections. Go on.
I was just going to say, like, it's so nice sometimes to work outside of the house, especially when it comes to recording vocals. Like, we've been coming here for all of our vocals, which has been super, super helpful, rather than our little bedroom vibes. And even just working together in a space, I don't really know any thing like this where it's a very easy, affordable, convenient way for us to get in the studio.
It's really accessible, which I think at the end of the day is most important, to not have a limit in terms of being able to create and having a space that you can easily just go and put out your ideas. There's been times that we kind of had a last minute vocal idea and we'll kind of map something out at home but come here and finish a track really easily, which has been nice. And with traveling, we did this in New York too. We went there and we made a really cool track that we just like woke up the morning before our flight and had an idea and
went
into
the
studio.
The airport.
So even a lot of our upcoming music we made at Pirates, which is really exciting and cool, especially being residents, to be able to show actual proof. Like, look at all this music we made here. So that's exciting.
Great. Okay, now love. No, I'm joking. If you ask twice on like it. Should we just do next podcast?
Oh my God. It was already
next
so generous. Like, that was a free ad right there.
Yeah. that's the plan.
That was high praise. Oh my God.
Anyway, Danny, do you want... Well, actually, you know what? It's fine, because it's not really a question. Because we are going to listen to some music.
Some new music?
Yeah, so I'm going to ask one or both of you to introduce the track, and then... We'll say goodbye, basically.
Yeah,
pretty much.
That'll be the finale.
Yeah, we've come to the end.
Yes. We're super excited to share this track with you guys. This will be the first time we're playing it outside of like sneaking it in our sets. But this track recently got signed and we're super, super hyped. It's with a label that we both love and respect so much. And it's called Knees Ain't Weak.
Drop it, run it, drop it, run it. Girl, hold your knees in.
yeah, ever since I was made aware of you in April, I was desperate to kind of get you guys on and meet you. So yeah, it's been awesome. Thanks for coming along.
Thank you
so much.
Thank
you guys so much for having us.
It's been a pleasure. It's great chatting with you guys.
Of course.